It's Tuesday, the 29th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Institute for Public Policy Research Associate Frederico Links has raised concerns on Tuesday regarding the 6.2 million Namibia dollars allocated for printing ballot papers for the country's upcoming elections.
An amount of 2.9 million was budgeted for the procuring of printing and production and printing services of the ballot papers. But when it announced the in a statement on 18 October, the statement that dealt with the corruption allegations around this process, the ECN stated, to be clear and set the record straight, the total cost of this contract is 6.259 million. Now this is more than double what is in the annual procurement plan. In fact, it's the actual contract is 116% more than what they had estimated themselves. Now, this speaks to the quality of the planning of the ECN.
Then the midterm budget review, originally scheduled for Monday, has been postponed for a second time due to the absence of lawmakers. The review gives the government an opportunity to evaluate the initial allocations made at the beginning of the year. Finance Minister Ipumbu Shimi says although the budget allocations will remain unchanged, resources will be directed toward ministries with pressing needs. Leaders of the world's biggest economies will meet in Johannesburg next year for the annual G20 Leader Summit. The Deputy Director General for Public Diplomacy in the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Clayson Moniela, says Johannesburg has chosen the cities of Cape Town and eThekwini to become the host. The Democratic Alliance is calling on the Southern African Development Community to demand an independent recount of Mozambique's recent presidential elections, citing serious irregularities and political violence, including vote tampering and intimidation. Emma Louise Powell of the party has expressed concerns about the threats to democracy in Mozambique.
The Southern African Development Community has a critical role to play in ensuring peace, democracy, and stability in the region. The DA, as part of South Africa's Government of National Unity, urges the SADC to act swiftly with a commitment to uphold democratic principles and prevent a crisis.
And members of the terror group Boko Haram have attacked a military base in Chad, killing about 40 soldiers in the country. The Chadian presidency has confirmed the attack in a statement.
The government says the surprise raid was launched overnight on the base, leaving about 20 other soldiers wounded. The soldiers suffered a similar attack in 2020, when about 100 of them were killed by the insurgent group. Boko Haram is a terror group which launched its attack in 2009 in Nigeria and has spread to neighboring countries like Chad and Niger. Chadian President Mohamed Idriss Deby has visited the attacked military base to commiserate with the troops and assure the people of his commitment to securing the country. He has also launched an operation detailing the armed forces to go after the insurgents and ensure they face justice. Tessem Akendi, Jos.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.